Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. If you want to know how to improve your English speaking fluency, then you're doing just that by listening to this podcast. Your fluency will improve in line with your understanding. The better your understanding of spoken English, then the more confidence you will have when you come to speak, and the more automatically the words will come when you speak English. So, how to improve English speaking fluency? Just keep listening. So today I'm going to talk about a topic of interest so that my English is natural and authentic, the way I might talk to you if we were having a conversation. And if you listen right up until the end of the podcast, then I'll give you some specific information about this topic, which might be really useful if you're considering coming to the UK. So, I was on a training course last week in London for my profession. The course was a week long, Monday to Friday, and although I live only 30 miles outside of London, I decided to stay up there for the duration of the course. It was very easy and quick driving into London, or rather being driven in, on the Sunday evening. But for the rest of the week, the journey to and fro between where I live and the course every day would have been just too long. If you're travelling in or around any of the big cities in the UK, especially London, then when you calculate how long it takes to travel somewhere, you're not just thinking about the distance on the map. You have to factor in the traffic. You have to allow for the traffic. So commuting back and forth between my home and the course wasn't really an option. I would have been too tired and too stressed to learn very much. So instead, I stayed 5 nights in a London hotel. Isn't that a bit expensive, you might say? So, how to improve your English speaking fluency? There you are, speaking to me already. And I agree, you might expect that staying in a capital city would be expensive. It's true that it can be. If you look on any of the main websites where you can book a hotel, then you can spend a lot of money. You can have all sorts of luxury if you want to. Very posh hotels in London that would cost hundreds of pounds just for one night. But as you can imagine, I was up in London for a course, so this wasn't what I was looking for. Now, if you're going to be staying in a budget hotel, here's some advice worth listening to. Budget is an adjective in English as well as a noun. So as a noun, budget, B-U-D-G-E-T, it means the amount of money you have to spend. So for example, if you're buying a new pair of shoes, you might set a budget, a limit on how much you want to spend. So that's the noun budget. If you use budget as an adjective, it describes a product or a service where cost is one of the bigger considerations. So budget tends to mean low priced. Budget is what you get when you're conscious of cost. So we're talking budget hotels here. Now, last week, we very narrowly avoided the worst sort of budget hotel. But thank you to TripAdvisor and other similar review sites, we could see that the hotel which was closest to the training venue was really the most horrible place. Lots of people who'd stayed in this hotel had written reviews, and hardly any of them were good, and most were awful. The bathrooms were shared, it was very noisy in the hotel in the night, too hot, there was an issue with keys opening everybody else's hotel room so it wasn't secure. It definitely wasn't clean and was just unpleasant. Grotty is a good English word for such a place. So everything that you want to avoid in a hotel. But, and this is the good bit, Just because you're on a budget and you want a budget hotel doesn't mean that you have to put up with staying somewhere that's grotty. I managed to book a very standard budget hotel for my stay, and I must say it worked really well. It's probably best in the budget-priced hotels to go for a chain, so a company that's well-known and has lots of different hotels all over the place. The one I used, it wasn't particularly pretty. There was also nothing individual or unusual about this hotel. It wasn't full of charm. However, I was on a training course, so I really didn't mind. I just wanted somewhere safe, quiet for sleeping, with a comfortable bed, clean sheets and a clean room, an ensuite bathroom with a hot shower, again all lovely and clean, and of course a TV, Wi-Fi and somewhere to hang my clothes. It was dark each evening by the time I got back to the hotel, so I didn't mind that there wasn't a good view from the window. Breakfast was served in the hotel, though I didn't do this. I just used a kettle in my room to make coffee and porridge. And every day someone came in and cleaned the bathroom, hoovered the carpet and made my bed. Perfect. And there was staff there 24 hours a day in case of problems. So the cost of this hotel room? Well, it was a double room. So although there was only me staying there, it would have cost the same for two people. The cost of the hotel room was £40 per night. So effectively £20 per person per night if you share. If you know London at all, this area is Zone 3, so you can get into central London really quickly using the underground from Zone 3. And the area of London I stayed in was Ealing, E-A-L-I-N-G. And another good thing, we were given an allowance of £10 per evening for food, which wasn't that difficult to do either. We found plenty of restaurants where your main meal could come in for under £10. Might cost a little bit more for drinks. So again, how to improve English speaking fluency? Well, you could perhaps come and visit London, and don't be put off by the idea that the whole hotels are necessarily very expensive. If you're happy with budget hotels and you don't mind a hotel without much character, but perfectly clean and nice, then this is ideal. So, the name of the hotel chain I used is the Travelodge. Travelodge. And the price was £39.99, that is, for a double room for two people. That's available if you book in advance. I do like Airbnb, but Travelodge is even cheaper. And if you manage to find cheap flights as well, this could be a little holiday plan. Visiting the UK doesn't need to cost perhaps as much as you thought. So there you are, how to improve English speaking fluency while picking up travel tips at the same time. If you want to go faster at improving your English fluency and you'd like to practice by listening to English conversation, then don't forget to go to our courses page at adeptenglish.com and check out our courses. We get great feedback about course one, so you'll probably be so pleased that you bought it. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.